Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, open enrollment for health insurance, it is already started this month, and just as we continue, many hardworking Texans, they are facing some really tough choices right now. And without action from Congress to extend enhanced premium tax credits, families could actually see their health insurance costs go up a lot, forcing some to choose between keeping their coverage and paying for other essentials like groceries. Here to talk more about this, a spokesperson for Keep Americans Covered is Brandon Buck. Thanks so much for joining us here on Ask the Expert.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So this is a tough time right now. Let's just start with the basics. You know, what are some of the enhanced premium tax credits and how could those actually currently help Texans afford their health insurance?
Sure. There are 24 million people across the country, including over 3 million people in Texas, who get their health coverage on the marketplace or the federal state exchanges. Those are people, if you don't get your health care through your job or a government program, you buy it on your own, you go to this marketplace and you buy a plan. Now, those plans are made cheaper by tax credits. And in 2021, Congress increased the amount of that tax credit. And since they did that, enrollment has gone way up. A lot more people can afford to buy these plans because they've been pretty expensive previously. The issue is that increased tax credit is set to expire at the end of this year. And so far, Congress has done nothing to extend it. And if they don't do anything soon, that means that people are going to have to be paying hundreds, sometimes thousands of more dollars every month just to keep the coverage that they have. And so that's the debate that's going on in Congress. We're hoping that they will soon pass an extension so that low and middle income families can still afford the coverage that they've relied on for years now.
And that's a real issue, according to some new reports coming out. Texas is going to see the highest insurance premiums going up. We're talking more than 35%, and for people that are living paycheck to paycheck in a lot of ways that don't necessarily have health insurance at work, that's make or break.
And it's actually probably even worse than that. So there are the underlying premiums that you pay, and those are going up a lot. Healthcare is expensive. And because these tax credits have not been extended, the health insurance companies have had to assume they're going away. And the fear is what happens is when healthcare gets more expensive, the younger, healthier people who maybe don't think they need it quite as much just don't sign up. And that leaves everybody else who's getting health insurance typically are going to be older or have a health condition already. And that just makes everything more expensive for anybody who buys it. And it creates this vicious cycle. So the underlying premiums are going up. And then you add on that tax credit that people have been able to rely on to make it more affordable is going away. And it's a double whammy. If you look at a middle income family in Texas, let's say a family that's making family of four making about $130,000. If the tax credit is not extended, those people need to find $9,000 more next year just to keep the plan they have, not to get anything new, $9,000 more. So I don't know a family that's making 130 with four kids that has $9,000 sitting around. And even lower down the income scale, if you're making $64,000 in Texas and you have two kids, you have to find almost $3,000. So we know that costs have been going up for everybody for a long time. The idea that, you know, just to keep what you have, you're going to have to find hundreds of more dollars a month is just a really tough pill to swallow. And that's why there's been so much noise being made about this issue. And hopefully Congress will get the message and will extend the tax credit.
And what would that mean for our state's already high uninsured rate as well?
So Texas has had some of the biggest enrollment in this type of health insurance over the last 3 or 4 years. Back in 2021, nationally, there were only about 10 or 11 million people enrolled in these exchange plans. And once the tax credit came in place and made it that much more affordable, you had enrollment skyrocket up to the 24 million that we have now. Texas is one of the largest enrollments, not just because you're a large state, but because there are other issues where, you know, you don't have Medicaid expansion in Texas. So this has been a state where a lot of people have seen this is an option available to me. I don't know that I have a specific Texas uninsured change, but nationally, it's expected that 4 or 5 million people are going to lose coverage if the tax credit doesn't go away. And I want people to appreciate those 4 or 5 million losing coverage is not because like the eligibility has changed. It's simply because it's gotten so expensive that they just can't afford it. And what that means is even the people who can afford it, it's going up for them too. There's really nobody in the 24 million people nationally that rely on this tax credit who isn't impacted in some way. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of Texans who just can't afford health insurance anymore if this happens. And for those who can, it's going to be really painful to keep what they have.
I know that Congress has been talking about the fact that with the government shutdown, they don't want to deal with anything until the government is reopened. Once the government is reopened at some point, do you expect to see Congress following through on a promise to actually talk about this, let alone decide if they're going to increase and continue those tax credits?
Yeah, so this is the issue that's been at the center of the government shutdown. And who knows how long this government is going to be shut down. But I think what both sides recognize is this is an issue that needs to be dealt with very soon. You know, Kristen, as you mentioned, open enrollment has already begun. It started on November 1st. To be enrolled for a plan in January, you have to sign up by December 15th. So there is real time pressure on this. Now, we are hopeful that if the government does open back up, and I think it will at some point, that if Congress comes together and follows through and has this negotiation and figures out a path ahead, that we can update the system. You can go into the exchange where you buy your shop and buy for your plan, and the amount that you will owe will change, and you'll see a lower premium. We think that we can do that if this is passed somewhat quickly. So there is still time, but time is very, very short. And the thing that's frustrating is we know that the votes are there. There have been Republicans and Democrats who have all said that this is something that needs to be dealt with. Even if you don't love the ACA or Obamacare, you probably realize that it's not a great idea to just pull out the rug from people without anything else for them. And so we know that the votes are there. We need this government shutdown dynamic to, you know, work itself out, because that is really holding up progress in some ways. There is still hope here that once that is resolved, they can move pretty quickly, because members of Congress have been talking about this for quite some time.
You talk about the rug being pulled out from underneath people. If this were to go away, where would they possibly go to get health insurance? Would we just see a skyrocketing number of people that don't carry health insurance because they just can't afford it?
Yeah, that is the reality that we're facing. So you've got, let's talk about areas of the country that don't have a whole lot of options. Rural America. There aren't a whole lot of places you can go to just find another health plan. I mean, some of the options that theoretically exist are like going to find a job that provides health coverage. But if you're a farmer or rancher, not so easy to just go get a job that has health insurance as a benefit. If you're a small business owner, you own a business. You're engaged in that. Like, you can't just go work for somebody else. And millions of small business owners are the ones who enroll in this kind of coverage because you don't have an employer or a government program for you. So there aren't a whole lot of places to go. That's why we do expect the uninsured number to go up dramatically if this doesn't happen. And again, it'll impact everybody. So that is why I think a lot of members of Congress have woken up to the reality that there's no other real place to go. The president has talked about wanting to do broader healthcare reform, and that's all good and fine, but I don't think that's probably going to happen in the next 2 months. So we should probably make sure that those people who have been buying coverage on their own for a long time are still able to do that while Congress does whatever it's going to do on broader healthcare reform.
As far as working like a premium calculator, how can Texans use that and see how much things might change?
Yeah, we have one on our website, AmericansCovered.org. You can go in and enter how much money you make, your family size, where you live, and you see the difference between what health insurance options look like with the health tax credit and without it if it expires. And I think most people will see that it is pretty dramatic. But you can go on healthcare.gov right now and even shop around for actual plans. The open enrollment is live. You can see how much it's going to cost. And I think for a lot of people, it's going to be a lot more expensive than it has been. And I know there are people across the country also getting notices in the mail right now saying, you know, if you want to stay enrolled in the plan that you had, it's going to cost a lot more. So you can check this out. And I hope that if anybody sees this and is pretty unhappy with what they see, they'll make sure that their federal representatives understand that this is important. And whatever your sort of politics and partisanship is, we should all be able to agree that sending healthcare costs skyrocketing after all that families have been through with the cost of living crisis is not a great idea. So we need folks to make sure that they see the consequences of this and are talking to members of Congress when they do.
How does this affect providers?
Yeah, we as a coalition, we have doctors and nurses and hospitals. Basically, everybody in healthcare looks at this situation and sees this is really dire. You're going to have hospitals that once again are facing a lot of people coming in who don't have coverage. That's uncompensated care. You go to the emergency room, you're going to get taken care of. But what that ends up doing is driving up costs for everybody in the system. It's part of the thing that makes healthcare so expensive, makes health insurance more expensive. You can imagine that everybody is looking for ways to bring prices down in healthcare. This will is going to drive up costs, whether it's your premiums aren't there or the impact on the broader healthcare system, where you have more uninsured people, makes just the underlying cost of healthcare more expensive. So it does create this vicious cycle that doesn't do anything but put upward pressure on the prices that people pay.
All right. That is Brandon Buck again with us here with Keep Americans Covered on KRLD. We appreciate your time.
Good talking with you.
Thank you. All right. I'm
ending recording.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.